So my name is Peter Coyle. I'm a learning health system scholar with UPMC. I'm based out of the University of Delaware. I'm a research assistant professor here in the Department of Physical Therapy. And I'm a physical therapist by my clinical training and have done PhD and postdoc after that. Yeah, so University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, UPMC, identified a particular need. They were finding that a lot of their patients who were discharged from the acute care setting were not making it into their outpatient facilities. So my work is focused specifically on optimizing those transitions for patients, particularly who have survived the stroke. That's the group they're most concerned about, and that are ultimately discharged back into the community. So trying to identify where those gaps are and ultimately strengthen those transitions of care. Yeah, so I think that the real key piece when you're applying for any award is kind of telling the story in a logical way about how your work has pushed you in the direction to become a learning health system scholar. So what experiences have you had as a clinician or a clinician scientist that have really kind of made it intriguing for you to collaborate with healthcare systems? What kind of questions have you started to develop on your own? And ultimately the desire to participate in a learning health system, helping them identify certain questions and answer those questions. So I think that that's probably one of the number one things is to tell that story as best as you can. And then to talk about some of the background research skills that you've developed that you think might be relevant. In particular, things like if you have any experience with public health, epidemiology, anything from those disciplines can be really helpful. Yeah, so I think that one of the things that you have to highlight, you have to strike the right balance of being flexible with what your research questions are, because you don't know what healthcare system you're going to get paired up with. But specific on the what you see your trajectory as your career being. So I think it's important to really highlight your desire to want to collaborate with healthcare systems on specific rehabilitation questions that they may have, where we as scientists can be really beneficial, and it's good to have a research specialization and a research background. Most of my work at that point was dealing with kind of gerontology and the aging population. Stroke is mostly the older adult population. It's good to come forward with some of the skill sets that you have from that perspective, but you have to strike the right balance of being flexible in understanding what the questions are of the particular health system that you get paired up with that you don't really know at that point. So I think it's important to be flexible, but also outline the foundations that you have as a scientist. Yeah. So I think I was talking about this already, but it's really important to tell the story and to demonstrate that you know what being a health services researcher and a learning health systems researcher is all about. There are some great articles about what exactly do scientists who are embedded in these systems do. And I would strongly recommend that you familiarize yourself with some of the research about building learning health systems and really understanding what the field is all about and demonstrating that understanding in your letter of interest and in your presentation and application, and then talking about how you really want to help these systems identify those areas of improvement, and how your career goals align with that.
So hi, I'm Tracy Rose. I'm an occupational therapist by training and an associate professor in the Department of Rehab Medicine at the University of Washington. And my learning health systems scholar site is Intermountain Healthcare in Utah. So briefly, my learning health system scholar project, the goal is to support rehab services at my partner site, Intermountain Healthcare, in identifying home health patients who are at high risk for hospital readmission and helping modify their current or developing new models of care to help their therapy service providers support optimal functioning at home for these patients and help decrease their readmission risk. So during the COVID pandemic, more post-acute care services than ever are shifting to the home. So the acuity of the home care patients are really increasing as hospitals discharge patients a lot faster. And more elective surgeries are done on an outpatient basis as well. So what I'm aiming to do in this Learning Health Systems project is to help Intermountain identify those priority populations and help them implement evidence-based interventions to support them and the therapists who serve them into their health system operations. So for the application process, including the letter of intent, I think the most important skills and experiences for me to highlight were really that I had some background knowledge about some aspect of the project that I was proposing to show that I could hit the ground running, as well as a plan for mentorship in the areas where I knew I'd need a little bit more support. So for me personally, my research experience in home healthcare, as well as my clinical experience as an OT, were a really good match for working with Intermountain Healthcare on their home-based care programming. So I emphasized that experience in my LOI and in my fill application. At the same time, I had less experience with stakeholder engagement for this type of research. So I wanted to make sure that I had a clear plan for sort of my objectives for mentorship as part of this project and how I could build and then use those experiences going forward. That's a great question, because since you may or may not have an idea of who your learning health system partner may be when you apply, I actually didn't at the time either. I wrote about how emerging evidence supports home-based rehab services for improving functional outcomes. And I knew there were several different learning health systems partners that were listed on the website that might be possible partners for me based on the type of innovative work they were doing in their home-based care programming. But I also knew from my other research that not all patients who may benefit from rehab services are getting them. So I tried to tie together what I knew about the field, what I knew about the evidence that was out there about rehab services being delivered in the home, and how there might be missed opportunities for learning health systems. And then I pulled that in with the priority of optimizing function to sort of make a story about why someone of these learning health systems might want to work with me to help improve their services at home. So my advice for applicants for the Learning Health Systems Scholar program would be to really think about the benefits of working with a learning health system and how that can help further your line of research. And really be open to thinking about how your research and the needs of a learning health system could overlap for really a mutually beneficial experience. I'd also encourage people to think about the fit of their proposed project or sort of sample project within the priority areas, as well as where, what areas that they really need mentorship in, where this would be a really fantastic mechanism to both, again, move forward and learn about learning health systems and move your research forward, but then also take this opportunity to gain mentorship from someone who is an expert at some aspect of this type of research.
Great. Can you tell me a success story from your scholar year so far? And where are you in your scholar experience?
Yeah, so my scholar year technically ends December 2021. And so a success story. Since my work focuses on transitions of care, it's really kind of crucial to assemble a team from various care settings that really understand the workflow and the discharge process from each setting. So acute hospital, inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing facilities, home health. So we have a large, rich team of resources there, but you can imagine the data set is really complex in order to track those people across various care settings. So we're just getting to the stage now where we've met with programmers from the inpatient and outpatient care settings, and we're on our way to having a focused but comprehensive data set to start answering some of those questions. So that's a big win so far for my Learning Health System Scholar project.
So I think one of the biggest successes that I'd like to highlight so far has been really engaging with Intermountain Healthcare and their partners that I'm working with for this project to figure out how best to proceed with the project given the emergence of the COVID pandemic. We've definitely pivoted somewhat from the original proposal because we've had to figure out how best to adapt to their current needs based on changes to their home health patient population. So I would really say the biggest success has been working with the health system partners to navigate how best to support their therapists and the patients that they serve while building upon the existing services in the midst of a global pandemic.
Two things here, one from a career perspective more broadly, and then one specifically for my research work. My focus as a career scientist is really starting to shift towards health services research. And the Learning Visiting Scholars program has really helped push me in that direction. So my scholar year was really integral in understanding how health systems worked, how they were organized, how to collaborate with key stakeholders from those systems to identify targets for enhancing high value care. And recently I joined CoSTAR as a faculty fellow for a 2-year project to continue to build on the skills that I developed as a learned scholar. And then from a research perspective, I'm planning to continue to expand on my LEARN project, hopefully applying for some pilot or external funding to continue to build and ultimately bridge the gaps that we're starting to identify.
So I think even though I'm only halfway done with this Learning Health Systems Scholar project, I can see that there'll be some clear impacts to my future work. So one of the things, my time so far as a health system scholar has really helped me develop skills around stakeholder engagement, which I think I will take forward into all of my future work, because I want to ensure that my research is really going to address gaps and current needs that key stakeholders are observing on the front lines of care. So my experience as a clinician is what drove me to become a health services researcher. And this experience has really helped me understand even more the importance of keeping these connections to the front lines of care. I'm also excited to keep working with Intermountain Health in the future and other learning healthcare systems to really think about how health services research approaches can be used to help further implementation science as well.